Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It seems like every week there's another attack on commercial agriculture and family farms, whether it is the Humane Society, PETA, EPA, Department of Labor, environmentalists. They all want to tell us how to farm. Well, there's also some good news out there. The EPA has been trying to steal our property rights from us for years. Well, three cheers for the Supreme Court in a unanimous decision that told the EPA that the landowner owns a stream bed and not the government. Landowners and farmers in particular should not have to put up with a government agency telling us if we can drain a wet spot on our farm or straighten out a crooked creek. In case after case, the EPA has used its authority under the Clean Water Act to issue compliance orders. Well, the court's ruling doesn't completely get the EPA off our back, but it is a big step in the right direction. Another encouraging development is the Department of Labor has agreed to re-propose a parental exemption rule for child labor. Their original rule would have forbidden kids under the age of 16 from doing anything on the farm. Now, my grandchildren would not have been able to help sort hogs for market. And I couldn't teach them how to drive a tractor either. You couldn't have them in the back of a truck scooping corn to the pigs. Keep them away from the cattle. Send them to the house to watch TV. Well, as a boy, I remember working for a neighbor, baling hay, doing all kinds of chores. Hopefully, the Department of Labor is starting to listen to rural America. On another issue, we can applaud the EPA. Yes, applaud the EPA. They have approved the first applications for registration of ethanol with gasoline at the 15% level. Bob Dineen, CEO of Renewable Fuels Association, says perhaps as early as summer we could see E15 at fuel stations in the heartland. And I would add that consumers will love it. Ethanol is $1 per gallon cheaper than petroleum fuel. Yes, there are some good things happening out there. And another good thing, I'm headed for the farm next week. And until then, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.